Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to another episode of Stall It. We stopped naming them. Well, we stopped putting numbers on them.
Yeah, we lost count. We lost count because we're in the middle of a deep dive.
We did not lose count.
Oh, I did.
We didn't. We did, kind of.
Episode 10.
172.
Is this episode 10 already?
Yeah, episode 10. We're getting up there.
It's flowing, isn't it?
We're getting up there in the numbers. High up
episode
the numbers. 10. You all right? My stomach's...
exasperated.
My stomach's not feeling great now.
Sure, look. Just fucking have a glass of water.
Thanks, Dr. Conway.
Dr. Rafif.
Just have a bleeding glass of water. Is that the best you have to offer?
Have a Lemsip.
Gaviscon or something.
Rennie.
Yeah?
No, that's fine. I'll tell you exactly what you need. Buscopan.
I need you just to come over and give her a little rub. Just give me a little belly, a little rub, man. And it'll feel better.
A Buscopan is good. sorts me out anyway.
How are you keeping anyway? Are you well?
Buscopan.
Owen, you're back. You're back in the room.
I'm back in the room.
You are missed.
It's very kind of you to say.
What do you think of Ed?
What do I think of him? He's a big bollocks.
Oh, not a crowd favourite. Everyone loves Ed.
I don't think he listens. So I think he does. That one will get.
I think Ed listens to every episode.
Oh, well, I'm only messing. Ed, you're not a big bollocks. Fucking legend, you. As if I'd say that. Stupid joke anyway. Ed's alright.
Ed's alright when he's asleep.
Come on, man.
Ed's
We were having a laugh. We were having a laugh and then you went and...
I think Ed brings out the best in you.
Anyway.
Ed's alright.
Where were you?
Ed's one of the boys.
Anywhere nice? On your holidays, you were?
I was on holidays for a short holiday, 5-day holiday, so that's why I'm back so soon.
It's not really that short.
It's a week.
Short enough.
5 days is not short.
It's a work week.
Monday to Friday.
Oh, that's not short.
What would you consider a short holiday?
2 days.
What would you consider a long holiday?
2 weeks.
No, that's an average holiday.
Not as long.
No.
No.
2 weeks average.
I would have thought so.
I'd say a week was average now.
Yeah, I'd say a week, 10 days.
Can you Google that?
No.
You Google
don't,
that.
I won't.
But you're back, and that's what you do. You Google things to see if we're right.
I Google what is worth Googling. I don't Google whatever you want me to Google.
Go on. Bring back Ed, though. Bring back Ed.
He'll Google anything you want.
I had Ed in here Googling everything.
You got arrested, man.
Even live score to check this football scores. He was doing it. And he got arrested.
On the way out because of the stuff that he was Googling.
It's stuff laptop about Diddy
and all.
Googling how many bottles of baby oil Diddy had in his gaff.
Oh, what the fuck. I want that Puff Daddy trial to be televised. That I would pay for that. That's pay-per-view shit. That needs to be behind the paywall.
Patreon.
Paywall.
Yeah.
Justice. Delivered behind the paywall.
Yes.
He'd pay. He said he'd pay.
It's down to the judge. The judge can decide.
The judge cannot decide to put it behind the paywall.
Not behind the paywall, but to televise it. The trial can be televised, but it's down to the judge.
It's in New York, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
I presume so.
Do you not West Coast?
West Side? No,
East.
East Coast, yeah? New York?
Yeah. New York.
If the judge is sound, he'd let the cameras in.
It's a federal case, but it's in Manhattan.
Would you watch that? Would you stay up to watch that?
No.
What if it started at 10 o'clock?
No, just wait for the TikTok clips.
You could be the one making the TikTok clips, then you get all the money.
I wouldn't be putting myself near that.
No?
No. I'd gladly talk about crisps, thanks.
I would watch the fucking shit out of that. so many people are going to get dragged through to hundreds of people.
The white suit party.
Jennifer Lopez. She was with him when someone got shot and a gun was found on them. And she had gun residue on her hand. I don't know how she got away with it. But like she used to be with Puff Daddy.
Is that true, Joe?
That's true.
Is that true, Joe?
That's true.
Who told you?
Moira.
Oh.
Wasn't that gun residue? Gunpowder residue? That's definitely worth a Google now.
Absolutely nothing. I just put in Jennifer Lopez gun residue. Absolutely nothing. Popping up with gun residue.
I know who'll know. Do you know who'll know?
Puff Daddy. We find out in the trial.
No, ChatGPT.
I'm not bringing them. ChatGPT is
inaccurate.
It is. Often yeah,
it's,
inaccurate,
it is inaccurate. Because it said I'm funny.
It did say that, yeah.
But it didn't know me. J Lo. So this is in the Hindustan Times. J Lo on high alert after Diddy's arrest. The ex couple's resurfaced past brings to light a history where she was found with a gun in 1999. It was.
What does it actually say?
Whoever Ruben was, he's a producer. Ruben? He said, Jennifer Lopez. He said, Puff Daddy shot me, then fled with Jennifer Lopez. Justice finally caught up.
Where does it say about the gun residue?
Where does it say she was holding a gun or she had gun residue? Where does it say any of that stuff?
Okay, I'll open this now.
Yeah.
Natanya Ruben would be long dead and there would have been no teenage daughter to call to her from the top of the stairs on Monday night. Okay, that's irrelevant. Back in December 27, 1999, Ruben had been at a club in New York in Manhattan, helping a friend promote an upcoming New Year's Eve event. Combs had arrived, Puff Daddy. That's his second name.
Probably not Puff, was it? Yeah, it would have been Puff Daddy then.
Yeah. Combs had arrived with Jennifer Lopez, his girlfriend at the time. He was also accompanied by his bodyguard, Anthony Jones, and a rap protege, whatever, who cares about him. Combs got into a verbal dispute with a drug dealer. Ruben says she clearly saw Combs with a gun in his hand and she was in the line of fire when she saw him fire. Okay, so she was with him. But they legged it then and they were found with the gun and she was found with gun residue on her.
No, you see, you just added that bit in.
I'll go on. I thought I was boring. If I wasn't boring.
I want to see that in writing.
So you just got bored and summarised. You fictitiously summarised the rest of the article because you got
like
bored.
The end, it was like, and then like, those going, so,
I'm not.
and then the residue on her hands.
Okay, I could go on. It's more about Puff Daddy than it is about Jennifer Lopez, but it's just like one of the, she was involved in it as well. She was there.
Yeah, but you said.
She held the gun. She was an accomplice.
No, you just said it again. She held the gun. There's nothing to prove she held the gun.
I didn't say that. She held the gun when it was found.
Well, I have to do that thing where I play it back again.
When it was
found. We did that before.
He was arrested in the car as he drove off and the gun was found in the car and there was gun residue found on her. And she was around.
No, there's nothing about gun residue.
There is.
There's no. We gave you the floor to prove this point.
The floor.
If you were standing beside me and I shot a gun, there would be gun residue, gunpowder residue on you.
Well then, explain to me why there's nothing about this anywhere.
There is. I just read it to you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
This is a bizarre world. You didn't read and you read a story about the shooting and then you got towards the end and said this is boring and you summarised fictitiously that there had been gun residue found.
She started talking about her sons and all and how hard
that's how you know they've run out of stuff worth saying.
It's just not it's hard. No one's writing an article about the gun residue on J-Lo, but it's a thing. It's a thing and she was there. That's in the article. She was there, the gun went off and the gun was found in the car with both of them and there was gun residue on it. These are just the facts. So this is all going to come out.
There was gun residue
on Jennifer Lopez.
Or on the gun. Because you just said there was gun residue on it.
No, on her. On Jennifer Lopez. There was.
Yeah. Like, was there or was there not?
There would be.
I'm unsure.
Yeah.
Has he offered one shred of proof for this?
No.
Thank you.
Well, it'll all come out in the court of law in Manhattan.
The shred of proof he gave was that she was there when he shot a gun. And you're just assuming that gun residue was on her.
I'm back to...
I'm not assuming. Like, this is general knowledge. Like, when she was arrested for it.
Google it.
I did. There's nothing there.
Give him the floor and let him Google it.
He's had the floor. He's had the
I had the floor. I don't want to go on too much about it. Yeah. But it's a crazy, like, he's done for racketeering. That's what he's been charged for, a couple of things, three things, I think. And one of them was racketeering.
What's that?
Which is using money from legitimate sources, like business, like his businesses, yeah, for illegal activities.
Like the drugs and the...
Sex trafficking, like trafficking women and...
And drugs.
And kids.
And drugs.
Well, yeah, all of this will come out. It'll all be clear eventually.
Eventually.
But it's exciting.
Do we know enough about it?
Not yet. No one does, do they?
We do. That's what
Yeah, but just the top lines.
Yeah.
You can say this and that and all the Twitters and all the bleeding telegrams and everything and all of that. But you're not going to get anywhere.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Puff Daddy's not coming after you.
You better not.
Hundreds of people at his parties and all their names will come up. I say they're all shitting it. 50 all, Cent and Eminem are loving it. They're like, yes, we had nothing to do with him. He was a prick. One of the allegations is that he paid whoever it was
to kill Tupac. Is that going to be a part of the trial?
That's part of the racketeering case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's history. Unsolved history.
All of it. Everything that comes out.
Mm. He's like, yo, you get out, you're barred. And he's like, C-3PO doesn't even do sniff.
I went on a date.
Recently?
On the weekend. Cause,
with Moira?
Yeah.
All right.
Because we hadn't gone on a date in a while because we were just busy with life and stuff like that. Yeah. So we said, you know, we have to.
You don't really date though, do you, when you're married?
Oh, yeah. You should though. You keep things.
I think you should park off one day a week to have a date night.
Ah.
I haven't done that yet, but.
The thought's there.
After the wedding, when we're married, we'll have a date night.
Yeah. Went on a date. And
With Moira.
We went axe throwing.
With Moira. Axe throwing.
Yeah, did you ever do that?
Is that the one that's close to here? It's like on... No, it's not...
It's over near Smithfield.
The key is like...
Yeah.
Oh, we used to go buy it and I used to see... Well, I went by it once or twice and I seen people throwing axes and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought someone had an axe and they were going, Hank.
Yeah. And you didn't call the police or that. Just went right by.
I was like, did I see someone in there throwing an axe?
Yeah.
It's like there's a row of shops and a pub beside it and everything, isn't there? Like,
yeah.
Or opposite to a pub or something like that. Am I right?
Yeah, you're correct. And then we went for a pint after, and a friend of ours was there, and he was on a first date. And I was over chatting to him. I had a few drinks with me at this point as well. Like, and I was like, what's the story? Well, what's going on here? Like, is this a date? And they were like, yeah. I was like, is it a forced date? He's like, yeah. And it was just kind of exciting. I was like, oh my God, a forced date. It's so far, like, so far from ever being on a forced date. And I went in and I ordered a pint. And the good mood that I was in immediately was swept away when I went to pay for the pint.
Just in general, like, they had to pay?
Not just in general. Do you know how much this pint was? Pint of Guinness. Like a...
Go on.
€8.80.
Ah, yep.
The guts of €9.
That has to be a mistake.
That's the way it goes these days.
No, me bollocks.
Is that standard?
No.
Think we're no longer allowed to be surprised about the cost of things these days because everything costs so much more than you expect across the board.
That's a made up price though.
Of course it's a made up price.
Are they just like charging that for the crack?
Yeah.
They just made that up out of the blue. Like, it's not regulated. You can't charge €8.80 for a pint. Like,
you can, because people at this show up and pay it.
But you like, by law,
I had one.
By law, you can't do that.
Well, I had to.
All right?
Can't do what?
Just charge €8.80 for a pint.
You can charge €50 for a pint if you want it.
Fuck off.
Think the government controls the price of pints.
Yeah.
They control the minimum.
The budget and all. Only messing. That's steep, man.
€8.80. It's the most I've ever paid for a pint of Guinness. And
why did you look at it and say, hesitate?
Do you know what?
Did you actually ask them on it? Did you say, how come it's that price? What's going on?
The first time I got a pint for myself and I got a whiskey and Diet Coke for Maura, and it was like €20 or something like that. And I was like, oh, I don't even know. Because when you break down three drinks, I'm like, I don't even know how much I'm charging for the Coke. So I didn't even think about it. And then I went up and I just got a Guinness for myself. And that's when I seen the price. And it was like 8.80. And I thought he made a mistake. I says, it's just a Guinness. And then he's like, yeah, yeah, it's 8.80. And I was like, that's the price? And he was like, yeah, that's the price. I was like, fucking hell. Paid like a...
Did you only have the one there?
I had two. That's like the first time I was confused.
17 something. What was it, 17 for two? 8.80, 60, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, you didn't have any glasses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 17.20. No, 17.60. For 2 points of Guinness. The goods of a score, but 8.80. And you know, the other day I was walking, I got a Moby home, and the Mobys, you can jump off in Coolock Village. And I haven't done this in about 12 years. When was the last time you just got a bag of chips? Like just a bag of chips.
Good few years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago?
Good while ago, I'd say.
I'd say about over 10 years ago.
Well, when I went to pay for the bag of chips, I thought she made a mistake and I hesitated to pay. I said, is this just a bag of chips? And then she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
8.80.
How much do you think a bag of chips is?
8.80.
It's about 4 quid.
4.20 or something like that.
5 quid. For a bag of chips?
Where?
I don't
Sandy know. Mount or something?
No, Coolock. That's what I'm saying. I remember chips were free.
Yeah?
Like, that's how much it's gone.
Scoop. Batter such as on a scoop for free.
Yeah. You just get a burger or something. You just throw a handful of chips in.
With the hands.
Yeah, literally.
They were the days, huh? They don't get that.
If I didn't have enough money, I'd have 50 pence and I'd go into Luigi's on the North Strand, let's say. Because I can have a half bag of chips. Yeah, not a bother. And they give it to you.
15 quid for a pint of Guinness and a bag of chips.
What the fuck, man? That's crazy.
That is
crazy. For a bag of chips. That's a meal. Well, you used to get a 4-1. You used to get a 4-1 to be a fiver.
With the chicken balls or the shredded chicken?
Just no, none of that shit. Just pure chicken.
Chicken.
4-1 is with chicken balls.
There was no shredded
What's
chicken.
What's a 4-1 to you?
Chicken, chips, rice, curry sauce.
In
Not
a
chicken.
Tray. In a tray.
In a tray, yeah.
Like diced chicken, like breast.
Yeah, yeah.
No, chicken balls. Three chicken balls on the top of the chilling. Chilling there waiting for you to eat them.
Nobody would have seen this, but they did a very funny little eyebrow raise as he said chilling there. Chillin'.
I said shilling, like the full shilling.
Oh, I said, oh, I said the chicken balls were.
I said chilling. They were chilling there. Yeah.
Yep, they were.
Chicken in a 4-1.
All right.
Field talk, let's go.
No,
beef, you're out. Beef. See you later
it's
on.
It's 10
you're
euro now for 4-1. Tell it for a 4-1. I'm just sick to the back of my feet.
All right. Look.
And we went for the jazz as well. There was like a jazz roots and blues night.
No. Let him at it. Let him at it.
Go Honestly, on. There was a roots and blues night. And I said, is this where the roots and blues is?
What's that?
It's music. It's music. Roots and blues is just music.
The genre.
It's basically, there's music on here tonight.
Roots and blues.
So I said to your man, I says, is there roots and blues on there tonight?
Why would you call it?
Because it was supposed to be on. That's what we went there
are
for.
Are you calling that roots and blues?
That's the music.
But are you going to place and saying it's the roots and blues on instead of saying it's the music on? I'm going. I'm getting out of here.
I said, is the roots and blues on? And he says,
yeah.
I've
been in the pub for 10 years. And if someone said, is the roots and blues on tonight? I'd say, fuck off.
I don't think. Where did you live? Oh, the Shamrock. I don't think the Shamrock would have been playing roots and blues.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be paying roots and blues.
They might not.
The Shamrock.
Is it like.
They might not call it roots
any,
and blues.
Is there any music? A band like? Is there a band on tonight, mate?
No, it's a type of music, roots and blues.
What type of music is it?
Roots and blues.
Well, tell me, describe it to me in a fucking song.
I couldn't like jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
But like not jazz, but like a little bit. Chilly. Kind of.
Is it a roots and blues scene? Or were you just hoping they had roots and blues?
It's a night that they had advertised that they had roots and blues music.
Oh, damn. I thought you just went in randomly and said, is the roots and blues on here tonight?
I thought I was going around town asking, is the roots and blues on? No.
They had a poster, it makes sense then.
They had it advertised. They had it advertised. But once we got there, they said, yeah, it's upstairs. And then we went up. Oh, no, we didn't go upstairs. He said, it's upstairs. And then as we were about to go off, he said, you have to pay here. I was like, oh, what do you mean pay? And he said, it's 15 euro. And then I was like, for two of us? And I was like, no, each. Like, 15 euro each.
Did you pay?
And then 8.80 a point. No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's, you couldn't let that right.
To listen to a bit of bleeding music, a bit of background music. 15 euro.
it's sort of like Star Wars in Jabba the Hutt's pub. Is that his pub? And it's like,
yeah.
The cantina.
Is that his pub? He in the back, isn't he?
This is the owner.
Yeah, good question.
Owner, proprietor, manager?
Leaseholder. He's a leaseholder. Is that type of band? Just cool, casual, relaxed?
Yeah.
Bippy boppy?
Yeah.
I like that.
A little speakeasy.
It's nice, like.
Yeah. It's just a bit of music on in the background. A bit of live music on in the background. You can just have chats.
That's nice.
But you're not supposed to be charged. You shouldn't be charged for that shit.
These are just adding things. Like, these are just having a good time. Charging people that price for everything.
Jabba the Hutt was not the owner of the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Oh, the Mos Eisley, yeah.
He just hung around there. The owner was a Wookiee, it seems.
Wasn't in the film. Made you think Jabba the Hutt owned it.
It did.
Didn't it, though?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have said that for no reason.
No, you would.
Thought he owned it.
You take that stuff seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, lads. Oh, you have a new neighbour. My old neighbour moved out and new neighbours moved in, and they're doing the house up like right next door to us. But the person that moved in...
Are you banging on the walls already?
Oh, yeah.
No, already?
Oh, yeah. Like, completely gut the place and like drills and...
Oh, just meant in general, are they hacking the wallet?
Oh, no. No. It's actually the person that moved in grew up in my house.
What the fuck?
It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he grew up, like, from a baby. Like, he lived in, until we moved into it. Like, we bought that house from him. He moved out. And now he's moving in next door.
Is he, like, the child of the family?
Yeah.
So he's just, like, same age as us, kind of?
Same age as us, yeah.
Is that mad that we're talking to him and you're like, is that mad for you, like, that I'm just, like, in your old house?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's mad. I kind of feel self-conscious because I feel like I need to show him, oh, look, we're taking care of it, like, you know what I mean? It's all good. He came over with a bottle of wine, just kind of apologised for the disturbance that building and stuff inside. So whatever disturbances they might make, they left a bottle of wine, which is so unnecessary, like, it's fine. But we said, come in for a minute, like, you know. It's just
and
like,
you didn't know then?
No, I did know. Right. I did know. I seen him before as well. But
so the last time you've seen him would have been when you bought that calf? Or would you even have been in contact?
I wouldn't have seen him. Oh, I wouldn't have even known him. But I think he listens to the podcast. So we might hear this. But
what makes you think that? He must have said
he knows the stuff, yeah. He was talking about the food truck and stuff like that. I know we're on social media as well, but probably through this too.
I'm going to knock on his door and run.
Do a little knick-knack. You're going to run into my gaff.
So if he listens, he'll definitely know.
Yeah.
So he'll probably say it to you next time then. He heard me that I'm going to do that.
You can jump through his window at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be busy. I'm a few windows to be jumping through now before I get to his.
You're backlogged with windows.
Yeah. Flat out with the windows, yeah.
So I hear.
Before, making a living anyway. Imagine someone paying you to do that.
I always took it that you did it as a punishment to people who displeased you. Wronged you.
And you're always looking to turn a penny.
I mean, if you make a few quid over, why not?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
See,
you've done worse.
I hate this. Here, there. I hate this fella. I hate this whatever. Here's €50. You jump through the window.
Oh, I thought you meant people would pay you to jump through their window.
No, it's more like
like a hitman, but just jumping through
jump
the window.
Man. Jump man.
And then what do you do when you jump in? Do you just leave then?
I do like a roll. And then I just get up and leave the room, look at them dead in the eye, then leave the room, go down the stairs, or if they have no stairs, just walk to the front door. They live in a bungalow, you just walk to the front door.
So when you say you look at them dead in the eye, this is 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm assuming they're asleep. Do you go up into that bedroom?
Well, they wake up with the bang.
Oh, okay.
I do jump through the fucking window at 4 in the morning, like, you know.
Yeah. It's very disruptive. And will they come down to you then, normally?
I jump through the bedroom window.
How do you get up there? I always seen it as like you jump through sitting room window, yeah.
Well, I would if they were sleeping on the couch, but somehow I get up to the bedroom.
Oh, fuck, that is really weird.
I can't explain it.
No.
But it does happen. Like do a Mario jump or something.
To me, Darren.
Who's the strangest without naming or identifying them? Have you ever had any like really bizarre neighbours?
Oh yeah.
Next door or just close proximity?
Yeah.
The only ones I had was when I lived in town, really. But they're all a bit bleak, like. I don't know if they wouldn't make for funny stuff.
You lived in town?
I lived in town for 7 years.
Ah, yeah. I could never picture you living in town.
I lived literally just off Mount Rushmore for 7 years.
When?
Before you were married.
We got married while we lived there.
No. Renting. And get married.
Renting in town for 7 years. Got married across the river. Had a whale of a time.
What year did you get married in?
18?
If you had an honest.
Oh, does Mrs. listen to this?
20.
Checking the ring.
She knows my memories, like.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I don't pick up on details.
I was 2017. I got married in 2017. We got married the same year.
Could have some.
No.
If you had an honest back then, would you invite me to your wedding?
I'd known you in this capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
What table would he be on?
Top.
Back.
I'd be sitting next to you.
Very back.
It was a.
Maybe top table job now with the family and that. All right, boys.
You'd be doing a little stand-up act.
I'm not good at that. I'm not Will Howie.
The awkward one. The awkward stand-up.
Oh, thanks, sir. I love weddings.
You don't know me now, but you'll know me soon.
Well, you would have invited. Would you invite him?
No, obviously not.
Why?
You'd
fucking love me there.
You're giving out about the prices, sir. Yeah. All that. Yeah, I know.
If you're at down the back whinging.
I'd be judging you silently. Yeah. I'd be looking around. I'd be saying, how much do you think you paid for them?
Sort of a ceremony is this?
Yeah.
How long are these speeches?
I think you do it in a church.
Call this chicken supreme.
It's not chicken soup.
Do you get married in a church?
Nope. I got married in City Hall.
By a priest?
No, by a humanist celibate. It was my aunt.
It's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, humanist celibate. My aunt did it, so I got
it. Did you get married in a church?
I did.
OG.
OG, old school.
Stick to the roots.
Old school.
Yeah.
The way it was supposed to be.
Did you say your prayers?
Would you do that again now?
Yeah.
Did you get married with, what was your like, another way you have the like the sand thing and then the crossing of the bows and.
Didn't do any of that.
You didn't do any of that?
I said, that's a load of bollocks. A
load of pants and wants.
No, the pants and wants. I said, none of that for me, thank you very much.
What's the sand thing?
We like did songs. And, yeah. Sand, they pour two things of sand together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or the tying of the ribbons and I said, no, listen, not for me. A few songs, a few readings. Loads
if
of people.
If we had it my way, I'd just be like, yeah, just get us up there, have a smooch, put the ring on, all of that, and then out, a few points.
Bish, bash, bosh.
You can do that.
No.
You can just, like, that's what.
I could do that. Amy wouldn't like it.
Oh, okay. She wants the.
Ponce and wants.
The pageantry, the Ponce and wants.
And no phones allowed. No recording allowed.
Well, you're such a big deal. How are you going to sell the photos if everyone's there taking their own?
No photos. If you get caught taking a photo, I'm going to take a phone off you. Stand on it. No, I'm only messing. I've seen people do that though.
Did you say a speech?
I did.
I'm not doing vows. No, fucking not.
You just like roll the dice.
You don't want
to. It's too cringy, man.
You're not going to open your mouth in front of people. Legally, you have to do. You have to read out something legally.
I'll just say.
No. That's do it so the whole room can hear.
I got
it's a lot.
It's just like it's awkward to like find the words, isn't it? Even though you mean all of it. There's something about like exposing yourself.
Yeah, it's
and
vulnerable.
Your love.
Vulnerable.
Do you know that way?
But it's a personal moment, like, you know what I mean? You should be allowed to be.
But then you've got loads of people with the phone out and they're like going, we're booking down.
But they shouldn't be doing that. If they do,
like something have to be said.
Yeah. You should get a few bouncers.
And expect you to do it.
Well, to be elbows thrown around.
And you
shut your fucking mouth.
I don't know if you're going or not.
You invited me, didn't you?
Are you
going
to go?
I don't think so. Unless we fall out between now and then.
Well, the invoices are going out in about 2 weeks.
Well,
physical invoices.
You told me to save the date, so.
I'm expecting you to jump through the window at 4 o'clock in the morning and hand deliver it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not going.
And it's unless.
No, cartwheeling.
That'd be some blatant delivery.
Wouldn't be able to do a cartwheel, to be honest.
Like a PR drop. Oh, man. It's cringy as fuck, though, isn't it? You're going to have to kiss her in front. It's voyeuristic.
Like, we don't even hold hands in public. Like, we're just not that type. Do you know that way?
Have you talked about how you're going to kiss?
No.
Like, make sure you go left and you go right, and let's make sure we don't
fuck
this
up.
Don't
say that.
High pressure.
Like that.
Imagine you crack teeth.
Imagine you knocked the tooth out.
Imagine you went in just a split.
It's never happened before. It's not going to happen now.
And you headbutted Amy across the nose.
Or you cut her lip.
Just a split second too fast. Because you're just a bit nervous.
No.
There's no way to guard against that.
I had plenty of practice at discos.
With everybody watching?
Yeah.
No music.
In the disco like that.
Dead silent.
Is she getting a puffy dress?
Don't know. I'm not allowed to know.
Oh, you're not allowed to know. Because if she gets a puffy dress, you have to lean across that to kiss as well. So it's not like body to body kiss.
I bet that sometimes you're just better off not kissing.
You could. You have to.
Yeah. I just go.
It's the law.
Kiss the bride now.
I like that.
Do air kisses.
Just imagine you turning your cheek and let her kiss you on the cheek. Yeah.
What are you saying, fam?
Are you going to cry when she comes down the aisle?
I probably will, yeah.
Really?
I'm a softie. Like.
That's soft.
Did you?
Did I cry now? I was
like that.
What the fuck? I was in the Bleeding Horrors, man.
You didn't cry when she walked down the aisle. Did you feel emotional?
Yeah.
I was like, there's more in the dress, fucker.
It was the first moment I felt like, oh fuck, this is happening. Like, we're actually getting married. Because up till then, it's just like, go, 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 preparation.
Mm.
And this is,
you I just think stand I'll, there, I'll get emotional because the money.
That we went. The money we're going to get.
I'll be getting emotional at all the cards, reckon. Just like, that dress, like, and seeing it for the first time and not being allowed to see it.
Yeah.
There's like something about that that's overwhelming. And just seeing her in a wedding dress, like, alone.
No,
and
how
just done up
it is.
And all your family there. And how, yeah, expensive. Yeah, so you spent all the money on that. Like, and it's not great. It doesn't look great. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Seeing it, like, for the first time and just everyone there. And the money and... Nah, I'm joking about the money thing. Because you have it in my head now. But, so dear. Bit me nail.
Why?
It's hanging off.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Did you go down too far?
Yeah.
Little whittle. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been giving you episodes of the Charles Manson special that we've been doing the deep dive that Owen's done his work on.
Mm-hmm.
We've been mixing it with main episode content as well. But in 2 weeks' time, we'll be focusing on the grand finale.
And that'll be the only one that week. It'll just be that one.
Yeah.
On the Wednesday, rather than...
A couple of weeks. Yeah, there won't be... There'll be a week where there won't be a main episode. It'll just be the final Charles Manson episode. So if you haven't started listening to Manson
the big one
yet,
it's the
big one.
The ears need to be on that one.
The grand finale.
Nobody wants to hear us talking about... Who was our fucking? Did we ever have a bad next door neighbour? And you know that way, they want Charles Manson.
Yeah, Pop Tarts and Push Pops.
They don't want yo-yos anymore. They want the fucking deep dark.
They
deep
want
dives into fucking
yeah
tinfoil hat stuff.
They want blood.
Deep dives into dark minds.
Yeah,
that's what I want anyway.
And Ferrandes, they don't want all that.
The audience has gone off the deep end.
And the last episode is all about the conspiracy theories.
Oh, it is.
So you're gonna love it.
Anyway, if you haven't listened yet, or if you're a couple episodes behind, catch up.
Yeah, catch up. Come on, you little slow poke.
Because there's only one. If you only listen to this kind of one, there's not in a few weeks. There's not going to be that. It's just going to be Manson, and then you've missed six episodes or seven or whatever the number is. I haven't a clue.
You'd be kicking yourself.
You'd be saying, "Fuck! I'll listen to that. Why don't listen to the rest?"
Mm-hmm. Everyone will be talking about it, and you won't have a clue what's going on. Who's this Charles Manson?
On the break and work and all, they'll be all saying like, "Cheers, Sharon and Joe," and I'm talking about Charles Manson the last 2 weeks. And like, the new one's the final is out now. I can't wait to go home and watch it or listen to it. And yeah, you'll be sitting there with your lunch like a tick.
And then after that, we'll be back to normality.
Yeah,
they'll be back to your mad standard stylish mad fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, you know, talking about getting new neighbours and that, and just like, yeah, just having them getting married, like,
your enthusiasm is it's like so addictive.
I'm playing up to it though.
And what's the word I'm looking for? Infectious. Your enthusiasm is infectious.
Mm.
So spicy.
Inspirational.
Terrible. The enthusiasm there was shocking.
That was great.
Was it?
Makes me, yeah, it's infectious.
It's a good way of doing it though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than being like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know, I fucking need to leave. I have to go.
Oh, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Monday when the bonus episode is out. Send us an old email there at stallit@goloudnow.com and we can talk about it on the bonus episode.
See you then in the next one. Do we have to do a bonus?